Okay, let's go. It's Tuesday, March 25th, 2025. Hello. Welcome to First Thing with Kevin Mano. Real quick look at all the top headlines as you start your day, and the show starts right now. And we always start with the top story. This one's getting a lot of attention. A few members of the Trump administration accidentally included a journalist on a text chain about war plans. That's not great. Atlantic editor-in-chief Jeffrey Goldberg said that he was included in texts about strikes in Yemen. He shared some of the texts publicly, but held some back, citing national security concerns. While President Trump downplayed it when asked about it, House Speaker Mike Johnson said, quote, "Clearly, I think the White House made a mistake." He said they're going to tighten up and make sure it doesn't happen again. Let's go! All right, okay, on to sports. I've got skiing news this morning. Lindsey Vonn just took the silver medal in a Super G event at the World Cup Finals, and it was her first time medaling since she announced her return to the sport. She had retired due to a knee injury, then she came back, and now she medaled. She's 40 years old, and she is now the oldest woman to finish on the podium at a World Cup event. That's very cool. She is hoping for one more Olympic run. In Major League Baseball, with the majority of teams opening their seasons this week, the Dodgers might be without one of their stars, Mookie Betts. He just announced that he has an undiagnosed stomach illness. He said he's lost nearly 20 pounds over the last 2 weeks. He said his body is just eating itself. It really sounds brutal. But hopefully he gets some answers and gets back on the field soon. He said there is a chance he's going to play this week. Lastly, after last night, both the men's and women's Sweet 16 brackets are set. The fellas' games continue on Thursday while the ladies get back at it on Friday. The top March Madness story this morning, though, it's an unfortunate one. Juju Watkins of USC went down with a season-ending injury last night. She's the biggest name in women's college basketball. She tore her ACL less than 6 minutes into their game. Just a big bummer. Her team still won the game. They're going to advance, but they are doing so without her. On to some entertainment headlines. First, in relationship news, since we were just talking about sports, let's start with Tiger Woods. He is now Instagram official with Vanessa Trump. People had been speculating, and now it's real. The president's former daughter-in-law. She was married to Donald Trump Jr. until 2018. They have 5 children together, and now she's dating Tiger officially. This one seems to be nothing, but people are talking about Pedro Pascal and Jennifer Aniston. They reportedly just had a 3-hour dinner together in L.A. Maybe they're working together. People are speculating about romance, but TMZ reported that sources say they are not dating. Shailene Woodley, on the other hand, does seem to have a new dude. She's reportedly dating Lucas Bravo from the show Emily in Paris. It's a great name, Lucas Bravo. They've been photographed being all close. Lastly, in legal news, singer Mark Morrison just got arrested. He sang Return of the Mac. It's a classic song. He was charged with battery after allegedly pushing the manager of a restaurant in Florida. Moving on to movie and TV news. George Clooney is in the headlines. He just said he is not doing romantic films anymore. He said, "I'm 63 years old and I have no interest competing with 25-year-old leading men." Kevin Hart just signed on to star in a new Netflix comedy called 72 Hours. He in the movie is a 40-year-old executive that ends up joining some younger guys on a 3-day bachelor party. Hilarity ensues. This happens because he inadvertently gets added to their group text. Hey, ripped from the headlines. There's some chatter out there about a possible sequel to an absolute classic, My Cousin Vinny. It's a great movie. It's Ralph Macchio, Joe Pesci, Marissa Tomei. Ralph Macchio just said that he has had conversations with writers. They've been looking for the right angle. Lizzo's got a movie on the way. She just signed on to star as a gospel singer named Rosetta Tharpe in a biopic called Rosetta. She's known as the godmother of rock and roll. Lizzo has done some acting, but this will be her biggest job to date for sure. On to TV, another singer using their acting skills is Jelly Roll. He's going to have a guest role in an upcoming episode on the CBS show Fire Country. Stars as a former convict who's in the process of turning his life around. That sounds like Jelly Roll. We don't have any clips yet, but they just released some images from the show, and I'll link those. I'll post them up on our Instagram stories at First Thing Pod. His episode is going to air April 11th. I've got a trailer up there this morning as well, right after those Jelly Roll photos. This one's for the Star Wars fans. Disney just released the trailer for season 2 of Andor, the second and final season. This is it. The final 12 episodes are broken into 4 chapters, and the first chapter premieres April 22nd. Lastly here, spoiler alert for Bachelor Nation. If you missed last night's finale and you don't want me to spoil it for you, you might want to skip ahead a few seconds here. Grant Ellis is now engaged to Juliana. She got the final rose. Congratulations, guys. Also, ABC, I like this. They just confirmed that the next season of Bachelor in Paradise will include some contestants from The Golden Bachelor. So there will be a wide variety of ages out there on that beach.
And now, let's enjoy an intermission.
This show is supported by Nandaka. Peaks Nandaka. Peak is P-I-Q-U-E. Nandaka is the coffee alternative that changes everything. Let me break it down. It's made with 100% fruiting body mushrooms. That's the good stuff. That's the part that actually has the powerful compounds that support energy, focus, and longevity. It's got slow-release caffeine from fermented probiotic teas for clear focus all day without the burnout. The functional mushrooms promote clarity, emotional balance, and cognitive performance. Polyphenols help with gut health, fat metabolism, and keeping sugar cravings in check. No fillers, no preservatives, no junk, just the best of the best in this stuff. I cannot say enough good things about it. When you're ready to try it, go to my link, peaklife.com/firstthing. That's P-I-Q-U-E, life.com/firstthing. If you decide to give them a try, I can get you 20% off for life and a free starter kit with your first purchase. That kit comes with a rechargeable frother and a glass beaker so you can make the perfect cup every time. It's peaklife.com/firstthing. On to some music headlines. Even though Selena Gomez just put out an album, she just released something else, an old unreleased song called Stained. It was always a fan favorite despite never being released, and now it's out there. Kesha and T-Pain have a new song coming Thursday. She just announced that. Miley Cyrus just announced a new album, Something Beautiful. It's coming at the end of May. 13 new songs. This will be her 9th studio album. Kirk Hammett of Metallica has something new coming as well, his first ever solo album. He's the guitar player, so his album will be full of guest vocalists. He's also got a book on the way, a 400-page coffee table book showcasing his many, many guitars. In tour news, Mariah Carey just announced some international dates for her Celebration of Mimi tour. She'll start those shows with one in Shanghai, China, May 16th, and she's hitting Thailand, the Philippines, and Japan. Mimi abroad. In country news, Trisha Yearwood is about to get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Reba McEntire and Carly Pearce will be out there joining her for the ceremony. And lastly, also in country, this is an unfortunate one. We've seen stuff like this before. A woman in Texas, a Morgan Wallen fan, was just scammed out of $18,000 by someone pretending to be Morgan Wallen online. She gave him her bank account info and her social security number, and he cleaned her out. $18,000. Never a good idea to share that stuff. Some additional headlines this morning. Wildfires have been a real problem here in 2025. Right now, the Carolinas are dealing with multiple fires. They have already burned over 6,000 acres. A lot of that area was recently hit by Hurricane Helene, and now a bunch of the debris is burning. Evacuations have been ordered. They did get some rain yesterday morning, but more dry weather is expected through the rest of the week. Back to politics for a minute. President Trump does not like the painting of him in Colorado's state capitol. He wrote about his disdain for this painting on social media, saying that he'd prefer to not have a picture hanging up than this one. The artist's name is Sarah Boardman, and as far as I know, she has not commented on his comments yet. I'll post the painting if you want to see it, if you haven't seen it, up in our Instagram stories this morning. In business news, 23andMe filed for bankruptcy. They're looking to sell the company. The CEO also stepped down. I guess they've been struggling for a few years despite being a big household name. They cut like 40% of their workforce last year, and now this. In travel news, a United Airlines flight from LA to China has kind of gone viral after the plane had to turn around because the pilot forgot his passport. Took off, and about 2 hours later, they turned around. I don't know who I would want to be less, a passenger that had to go through that or the pilot that made international news for forgetting his passport. That's very embarrassing. Everyone eventually made it to China 6 hours behind schedule. Passengers were given meal vouchers and, quote, compensation, whatever that means. In food and drink news, Fireball is giving away a lifetime supply of whiskey, but to get it, there is a catch. You have to be at least 90 years old. Anyone born in 1935 or earlier can sign up at lifetimesupplyoffireball.com. This is not a joke, kind of a loophole in saying lifetime supply because, you know. Lastly, I always end the show with something positive here, some good news. Today it's about a group of 23 guys in Georgia that made news for playing basketball. They played one game that lasted five straight days. 121 hours and 3 minutes to be exact. They were allowed to sub in and out, so, you know, they could go rest. But yeah, they set a new Guinness World Record for longest basketball game, and they did it for a great cause. These stories are cool, but yeah, you need that charity element. And I'm happy to say that they raised $300,000 to fight sex trafficking. That's great. The guys that did this are a part of a nonprofit group called MOST. It stands for Men Opposing Sex Trafficking. They did the same thing last year with the longest softball game. Can't wait to see what's next. Nice job, guys. And the show is over now.
The show is over now.
Okay, thanks for being here. Thanks to Wells for the love on Instagram. Always appreciate that, buddy. And hello to Gary and Sherry. I talked to them yesterday. They listen to the show every day. Love you guys. Thank you for supporting. Means a lot to me. I'm back tomorrow to do it again. Be here, won't you? Have a great Tuesday.
Please tell your friends about this show.